universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. You may have noticed that during the past several podcasts, I have shared some stories of our listeners and how they were witnessing in the midst of their life, even when it really wasn't what they wanted or liked. And so, with her permission, I share another story from one of our listeners. She found joy and sadness in the midst of her being blind. She did ask that her name not be used, and so I won't mention her name. And I pray that you'll be blessed and helped by her story. She writes, "I'm originally from Michigan. My husband passed away in February 2012. I lived by myself for a couple years. My children weren't comfortable with me living by myself. Not that I wasn't capable, because I've been blind most of my life, but because of today's world and they're not being able to get to me if something should happen to me. My son, with whom I'm now living as I write this, lived in Mississippi. He and his wife invited me to move in with them, dogs and all. So I accepted their invitation. The first year was pretty rough for me. I was still mourning the loss of my beloved husband and trying to fit in to a new area quite different from the one I lived in previously. My new church family was very loving and supportive. My daughter-in-law and I get along very well. She is from Okinawa and was not a Christian. But since she was my transportation everywhere, she accompanies me to Sunday morning Bible study and then the church service following. We have wonderful conversations about salvation, grace, mercy, this world and the next, so on and so forth. I can tell that she has come to know Jesus as her Lord and Savior. I feel that I have made the right decision by accepting my son's invitation because I needed to share my faith with her. Thanks, Pastor Dave." When I received her story, it made me think about Paul and what he wrote in Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. He wrote, Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ." Now, this gal wasn't in chains, of course, like Paul. But the story is similar. Everybody thought Paul's situation, his being thrown into prison, what's that going to do for the advancement of Christianity, the advancement of the gospel? He's our best hero out on the field, and he's sharing the gospel and planting churches, and now, oh no, he's in jail. Does that mean it's going to stop? I think God just chuckled and laughed, because his spirit works wherever his people are, you and me. And so with Paul in prison, it was just a different group of people. The Romans, soldiers, the guards, the house, and the gospel was shared. And they saw that his heart was in love and care for them. And so it was with the witness of this gal. Yeah, she was discouraged at first. She was sad and mourning because she had lost her husband. And yet, because Jesus dwelt with her, it bubbled out and shared that love with somebody else. And that's witnessing. That's what you and I do, wherever we are. Yeah, we have hurts and pains, chains, difficult situations. Many of you as listeners have blindness. And yet, Our circumstances don't dictate who we are. God uses our circumstances to bless those around us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your great work, both of Jesus on the cross to forgive us, but then the work of your Holy Spirit to work all things for good, even those things that we think are difficult circumstances. Bless our lives. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. And as always, I love to hear from you, so just please write me at dave.andres@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andres@not-alone.net.